You are listening to Something Rather Than Nothing. Creator and host, Ken Vellante. Editor and producer, Peter Bauer.
So this is Ken Vellante with the Something Rather Than Nothing podcast, and very excited to welcome some members of Blackwater Holy Light, which is a band I just love and I've been wanting to have on the podcast, and really want to welcome you, Michaela, Sarah, and Sunny of Blackwater Holy Light to the Something Rather Than Nothing podcast.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
First of all, what I was wondering if you could tell us just about how Blackwater Holy Light came about, and I love that you're such an eclectic band, really talented and fun to see live and listen to your albums. How did it all come about?
Yeah, so the band started we formed in 2016 in Portland, Oregon, here. And we started off as just a four-piece, me, Sarah, a woman named Kat, and a woman named Laura. And yeah, just kind of started as like a little kind of fun idea that I was having. And then it kind of just turned into something a little bit more kind of first seen as like, oh, well, maybe we can actually play shows and stuff. So we got a little set together and then chose like our name finally, which took kind of a long time. And then just kind of like started like a lot of other, you know, bands do, playing in basements and then kind of booking local shows. And we had all been in other bands previously in Portland. So we kind of had some, you know, connections in the scene and knew how to book shows and all of that. So we kind of just sort of slid in and just started just playing around town and then just kind of slowly grew from there.
Yeah. And thanks for that background. I know I had seen you in Eugene in Portland, and actually I was on business travel and ended up seeing your show open up for Mono Lord in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I was on a business. I worked for a teachers union, was out there, and I was like, this can't be true.
Well, that was a fun show.
That's when it was super cold, right?
Yeah, it was freezing.
Like 20-something degrees?
Yeah, it was really cold.
That's probably had the same experience I had. I've been to Savannah, Georgia. I'd never been to Atlanta, so I'm like, you know, hot Atlanta, here we come. Doesn't matter what time of the year it is, and mm-hmm. It's 25 degrees or so.
Yeah.
And
that show was awesome.
Hell of a show. So what about, one of the things I ask about, this podcast is kind of like a lot of different forms of art and, you know, the musicians and painters and sculptors and documentary filmmakers. For you and the band, maybe all of you, if you want to kind of chime in, what type of arts do you enjoy, you know, do you enjoy to consume, like, you know, in art and make, you know, outside of your various musical projects?
She wants to start.
For me, I, you know, obviously enjoy music, but also like visual art. Like, I love music videos and seeing how artists like can include visuals to go like along with the music. And that's like something, especially like during these times when no one can go see live shows, just been like watching a lot of music videos, and it's really cool to see visuals incorporated with that.
Yeah, same. I love visuals, but actually, I've been really enjoying watching dance videos and just people dance in general. And it was never one that was into ballet when mm-hmm. I was younger, and now I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah.
Just so much it's switch. Mm-hmm. Such a beautiful form of expression.
Yeah, I'm kind of on the same page as Michaela and Sarah. I love visual stuff. I've always had a soft spot in my heart for film photography and you know, just like more analog photography. And also with Sarah, I love watching people dance ballet, all kinds of dance, I suppose, is really fun. But it's also, I mean, I guess you can kind of say that about any type of art. It's like, you know, if you see someone making their craft in front of you and just loving it, that kind of just makes you love it too a bit. But yeah, been watching lots of movies.
Yeah, I definitely share a lot of that. And one of the things I enjoy about each of the band members, you know, because I follow, you know, both your like separate projects and a lot of things you create. Like I could definitely tell that about, you know, the band. And I enjoy that vibrant, like even just music videos, you know, it's sometimes it seems strange to bring it up. And I've seen a couple of your videos and I remember one of them was kind of like this dark kind of like murder horror one. It was just I loved it so much. I forget for which song it was.
It's for Sunrise. That video was funny because we made it on Valentine's Day a few years ago and it was like snowy and cold. We're just having fun making a casual murder video together on Valentine's Day.
The thing that was fun with that too is we didn't have a script for it.
Yeah, we just sort of figured it out.
Yeah, I don't even think there was a general idea.
Nothing.
Just kind of came to fruition.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, it was fun.
That was awesome.
I wouldn't have guessed that. Wow, it's pretty good how it came about organically. But I love those video accompaniments. I just recently did a documentary film class and for the first time in my life. And it was really fascinating to see how difficult it was to kind of combine elements of sound, you know, music and visuals to kind of accentuate each one if you do it well. And I'm sure you went through that process in creating that, but it was noticeable. And I think metal has a special role where you can use some visuals and metal that just make the point that just you,
right. You
know, put that exclamation point That's on so there. Fun. Well, thanks for that. I asked, you know, this is the podcast itself is, you know, intended to be a lot of fun around some difficult questions. And one of the big questions I have, and I'd like to bring attention to is what is art? And I was wondering if any of you wanted to just kind of take a stab at that type of discussion, what you think art is.
I really liked, when you sent the questions that you were going to be going over, I really loved this one because it's a hard question. And I also appreciate you asking questions that are kind of outside of the norm of normal interviews. So to me, I really feel like art like is vulnerability in a lot of ways. It is completely vulnerability. Art's love. Love is also vulnerability to me, but it's an outlet that people get to express themselves in a way that they don't get to do on a daily basis to the really obvious public eye. And it's kind of tapping into a part of yourself and putting out into the world, you know, like, this is me, this is what I have to say, this is something that I stand for, these are my values, and I'm going to express my values through this visual or this sound. And I think that for a lot of folks that can be really hard, you know, because you're putting yourself out on the line and you're saying like, you know, I'm in the ring, I'm here, everyone's looking at me, you know, but you choose to do it anyways. So I think that it's like this really kind of can be a sort of a fragile thing because it's so personal and so public and, it can be scary, but it's also like completely fulfilling. And I think that the scary and the fulfilling parts are what kind of make it also like the love factor to where these things are all kind of intertwined. And I don't really think that they can exist without each other. I guess is my answer.
What I was going to say about it, in beautiful words, I'm like, wow.
To add on to that, it's also just kind of like can be a stamp and like a moment in time, like something you can look back on, like, you know, art you made years ago, and it's like just reflects like how you were feeling at that time and like in which ways you were vulnerable and like wanted to put yourself out there. And
more your life resilience, good.
Yeah, it's also extremely therapeutic, I think. Yeah, I know for me personally, like, for me, I think it's just a way of getting my internal fear and anxiety out and playing it on any type of instrument, honestly, even if I'm terrible at it, but just releasing that. And it's just an extra prize to be able to have someone else here. It's terrifying, but...
Yeah.
You know,
just... Yeah.
Is there... And not to jump in, I mean, just, there's some great thoughts that you have. Is there, as far as the piece where, like, you're processing stuff out, you know, I'm a metal fan. Now, I don't play an instrument, but I adore metal. And for me, it's that kind of, like, really burning out and getting out a lot of strange energies.
Yeah.
You know, I guess maybe that's the best way I could put it, but...
Strange energies is definitely... the way.
That's a new band name. You got enough side projects. You can use Strange Energies. That's fine. Okay.
We'll start it up.
Does it do that for you? I mean, playing a metal. I mean, metal seems to me like I always talk about metal crowds when I have a metal show on the podcast, and it's like this kind of like shared communion and with the band. And it's not always like that. Sometimes it's messier than that. But what has it meant for you? For your art that you perform to be metal, and what does it do for you, you know, when you play and experience the show?
Oh God.
Yeah. Like, I don't think, we ever like write stuff, at least not me, like putting it out there like, oh, this is going to be metal. It's just like putting out like, you know, what we're feeling, and it just ends up being heavy because, you know, life is heavy and like the things that we go through are heavy and but yeah, especially like playing shows, I sometimes say like, oh, like just playing a show is cheaper than going to therapy.
Yeah
I like that.
It's true.
Yeah, it's just definitely getting to release all that, like all that energy you have like pent up, all that anxiety kind of just like goes away when you're playing.
Yeah, it like doesn't, it doesn't. Sometimes it makes it way worse. But like once you start, it's always...
Yeah, it always you're just in the zone.
I like that. Playing a show is cheaper than therapy.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely see it in those terms. And I'm always fascinated on the performer side is, you know, like how that works out for you. And one of the things I wanted to ask in general, and you know, I'm talking about some of the energy and some of the things we can or can't do now within a pandemic. One of the questions I've had is, and it's really connected to the pandemic, and I'll explain why. Because the last show that I saw was your show in Eugene with Coyote. And yeah, so like I interviewed Sarah Bilt for the podcast, and like I just had this connection because I love that show so much, and I loved how the show, because of the different influences and styles within Blackwater Holy Light, but also within Coyote, it was interesting to be at a show and be like, okay, this seems like a soul blues,
yeah, she's
metal,
she's,
you know, oh, she was lovely to talk to as well.
Yeah.
But stylistically, it was you. I think Blackwater Holy Light brings that to the table, and I have been saying metal, but of course you're more than a metal band. And I saw in the show one time in Atlanta, you had a show. I mean, it was definitely a metal show, but there was one song you played that had a little bit more of a pop like appeal to it. And I saw when you were playing, you looked over at each other, and you're kind of indicating each other, okay, they're buying this. This is cool. Like, we're going with this kid.
That's awesome.
I saw you look around and being like, okay, we're in Atlanta. This is supposed to be metal. This is metal in our book, but it.
Yeah.
So it was kind of
like,
fun.
I mean, personally, I think we have a lot of like not metal moments in our music. Honestly, when people kind of ask about the band, they're like, oh, you know, really generic, what kind of music do you play? I always say heavy psych, because I don't even really feel like we're like metally enough to be classified as metal. but we're just like, we do have heavy moments. And I don't know, I guess sometimes we're kind of doomy, but yeah, I don't know. I guess it's just sort of everyone's opinion on that front.
Yeah, we all listen to different types of music too. Yeah. Like some of us listen to metal, the others listen to jazz.
Yeah. Yeah, we're all over the place. Like, I think, yeah, like we all have a very eclectic taste in music, and we all kind of have our favorites are all very different from each other. Although they do, there's lots of intersections there as well with our music that we like. But
yeah,
that's cool too, though. Seeing even on the
I enjoy it.
It's not just metal people who specifically like that sound. It's pretty universal. The sound. I think we get some folks that listen to all types.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool. Like, that Monolord tour was awesome because it did draw, obviously, like, a huge metal crowd because that's what Monolord is. But then it was fun to have us there, too, because, like Sarah said, it kind of drew in some other folks. And I don't know, I think maybe for some people they're like, oh, I never would have gone to see Blackwater Holy Light on their own, or I never would have gone to see Monolord on their own. But it's cool seeing both and seeing all these people that are kind of like in this maybe new, maybe familiar, maybe kind of a little bit of both territory. But I think we're talking about probably Death Realms. It's like this really shoegazy song that we have that's always just...
Or Lullaby.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe now we're like naming them all up. Who fucking knows? But I'm supposed to curse.
Well, I, amongst the crowd there, like in Monolord too, because I was amongst the crowd, I mean, like the whole crowd like adored you, and I'm sure you probably picked up on some of that, but it was kind of fun because I was watching it being like, I had seen you guys play and you know, up in Portland a couple times, and you know, so I had seen you, so I knew what to expect, and it's always interesting in a different area with a different crowd. And well, like what Blackwater Holy Light was adored amongst the masses in the crowd, so
yeah, thanks.
Yeah. So, hey, you know, I was going to get into a bit as far as, you know, doing art right now. I've asked different questions on the show because there are components of my show that is definitely activists around issues that are important to artists and that are important in our world. And I was just wondering if you'd like to comment around the role of art, you know, in a couple ways. One, in a pandemic, or like what it does to artists, or like how important is it, or is it more important than ever? And the other one is really the kind of the role in art as far as disrupting, eliminating racism and patriarchy, misogyny in our society. And I just ask that in this sense because it keeps coming up.
Okay, so I kind of am hearing you just ask the question, like, why is art important, in short?
Yeah,
I mean, I truly do think that art is going to save us. I think that there's so many things going on in the world right now that is giving people a reason to disconnect and to disassociate with each other based off of, you know, political or other reasons. And it's like a lot of kind of go out and like survive kind of to each their own mentality that I see within, you know, the political climate right now. But on the other hand, there's also a ton of people that are just resisting that and saying, no, we have to come together. We have to be one. We have to fight, and using art and things like, you know, like people that are all going out to the protests, and like, even if it doesn't really seem like a piece of art, even stuff like Snack Block, that's still a creative movement. That's still people that are going out and using their creativity to connect, to help each other, and to like persevere through what everyone is kind of going through as a collective. So it's like, it's sort of a two-sided coin, I guess, because, I guess I just feel like with this administration, there's a lot of, like, to each their own kind of mentality, I suppose. But, yeah, like, we need to be here for each other. We need to create with each other. We need to collaborate with people that we didn't think that we would collaborate with. And we need to expand our minds. We need to grow, and we need to, like, do that all together. And I don't know, for me, it's like kind of the reason to keep going, you know, because I want to create things, I want to make things, and I want to also digest other people's art. And for me, that's kind of like the reason to get up and put my socks and shoes on in the morning, because if you don't have that, then what do we have? Like, what, this fucking pandemic, you know? And we have this president who is terrible and doesn't care about art, doesn't care about people, doesn't care about anything. And so it's like, we need this so that we can survive. We need this so that we can continue forward, I guess, is kind of how I see it.
Yeah.
And I think that maybe you had more questions in there, but
yeah. And as far as like the role of art in a pandemic, like I feel like this has been a really like necessary shift and just like everyone's consciousness, just like, you know, people are so stuck in like the daily grind and like capitalism and just go to work to survive. But like, this has, you know, forced a lot of people to just kind of slow down and like, you know, have no agenda other than just to like be and to exist and to like see like what we can create. And I feel like that's been a really cool opportunity, even though it's like, it's really hard to like just even be a person right now, like with the world being so heavy in this like pandemic, but just to like have this opportunity to learn from it and grow. And like, I think a lot of people have been changing their perspectives about like how they want to live, you know, going forward.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Yeah, I think it's done a lot of those things. I know for myself, I've done a lot of walking, and I've really accelerated the things that I produce, because I paint and I write and I do the podcast. And I found myself like really, I wasn't sure at first how I'd respond to being like, okay, maybe I'll create a bunch more things to like process through things, right? And that's kind of what I did, but it was certainly something to respond to. And I was talking to artists around, you know, really over the last few months with the pandemic, and some are like, I don't want pressure to produce right now, even though I'm not supposed to be doing anything, because like, I don't want pressure to produce. Like, I want things to rise organically. And others are like,
yeah, that's huge. I'm going to so big, like forcing creativity is impossible. You know, it just needs to come out of you. Like, I don't know. I guess there are some people that can just sit down and be like, okay, I'm forcing myself to like write music, or I'm forcing myself to paint, or I'm forcing myself to do all of these things. But that just seems like so difficult for me, coming from a person that like, I really can't force myself to do those things. Like, it just comes out when it comes out. And, you know, it's like really my situations around me are what like present the opportunities for those things to come out. But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And listeners, we're talking with Michaela, Sarah, and Sunny of Blackwater Holy Light, Portland. I would say metal, an eclectic Portland band.
You can say metal if you want to say metal.
Eclectic, I mean, honestly, metal band.
For that.
Yeah. The dark, was one word. I definitely heard that in there. It's kind of like dark psych.
Heavy metal. Psych. Yeah.
Heavy psych. Yeah. So we got, you know, we heard about a bit about how Blackwater Holy Light came together, and you might have answered this, but I tend to ask it in general anyways. Do you end up each of you in creating, you know, your art or art through Blackwater Holy Light? Are you doing it, you know, because like you're absolutely compelled to create in a certain way? And the question is, why do you create things? So like, what pushes you to put, you know, all that energy into creating songs? And do you ever step back and say, you know, why am I doing this? And like taking a step back that way.
Like, for me, I just don't know what else I would do. Like, I've just never really thought about doing anything else. Like, I've been playing music since I was, like, a little kid, and, like, I've just kind of always known, like, that's what I want to do. Like, I don't know what I would do if I didn't have it. So I just create because I can't not, I think.
Yeah, same. I don't think I always knew that I was going to be a musician necessarily. I think once I decided that for myself in kind of my early 20s, like, then similarly to Michaela, I was like, okay, this is all I'm seeing. But I do it, again, kind of like what we were talking about a little earlier, is like, it's therapeutic, and it's how I process my pain, and it's how I process my trauma, and it's how I process my love, and I validate myself with how I'm feeling, kind of, with the music, because, yeah, like, it's kind of like, I can't not, I just have to, get it out, and, like, that's how it happens. It's, I guess we don't have a choice. Yeah.
I've heard you mention a couple times, like, love and connection to art. And while I'm noticing this, you know, I've done a bunch of episodes here, is a lot of times when I'm talking about the definition of art, surprisingly, like, I'm not saying it hasn't come up, but that word, which seems very intuitive to me to come up in a discussion of art, would be love. And I just noticed that word, and I just kind of picked that out, because I'm actually a little bit surprised that in the definitions of art I've heard, it tends to be, maybe it's just a bit more cerebral, right? And less from the emotions in the heart. But I mean, that's where art hits you, right? That's where, like, the baseline hit you. Not to put anybody off here, but that's where the baseline hits you, or the drums, and, you know, and the sounds. Now, a big question I have on the podcast is the name of the podcast. And I don't know if, Michaela, you just said somebody has to answer that question, or, like, you all want to jump in. But the idea is, why is there something rather than nothing? And sometimes I post this question for artists, pose it in a certain way of saying, you know, is your art, you know, come from nothing? But whatever way you want to answer it, do anybody want to take a stab at why is there something rather than nothing?
Yeah, this is a really interesting question.
Yeah, it is an interesting question. Why is there something rather than nothing? Well, I guess I'll start with saying that I'm extremely thankful and grateful that there's something rather than nothing.
Can we create anything?
Because, yeah, like, nothing. What would we do?
Sometimes nothing's chill too, though.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, why is there something rather than nothing? Because the world needs it, because putting your creativity out into the world and letting other people digest it is good for you, and it is how we all grow. I kind of think, like, there's something there, because we're people, we're malleable, we change, we grow, we form, we have values, and, like, we need the art, and we need all of this in order to do those things and to be, like, the best versions of ourselves.
Yeah, I think people just need it. Like, I think whether they know it or not, like, everyone creates something, like, in some way. Like, everyone creates, everyone makes art, like, whatever that means to them. Everyone is vulnerable, and, you know, everyone needs that something, whatever that is.
Whatever your something is, yeah.
It's also another good way to, you know, influence other people too. Feel that vulnerability and also find influence.
Yeah.
That helps to become you. Without having that wouldn't really be anything. You know?
Yeah. We would just be dust.
Yeah, just dust.
Yeah. This question, and I thank you for trying to stab at it. Like, you know, the funny part, or at least to me, the funny part about the question is it's such, like, almost along the lines of the biggest question, and there's no easy way to answer it. So it's like, part of the thing is with the podcast, what I try to do is really kind of like prompt, like, the bigger questions that are behind, like, you know, why we do things. And
yeah, it's good. There's things now that I'm gonna go home and think about. Mm-hmm. So thank you.
Oh yeah, well, and of course we can always chat in the future too, because I mean, like, these questions are really big. I mean, I took a philosophy of art class, and it was a long time ago. So it was at the University of Rhode Island. And so, you know, it's a question, like the questions that I'm asking now, like they might have been submerged for me, or maybe I didn't actively thinking about as much. But once I kind of pulled them back into a podcast, it was like, wow, I've been like thinking about these things for a long time and That's studying great. Them. Yeah. And it tends to be fun, and being able to talk to artists and be able to kick it around. I'm always a bit, surprised and about the angles. I want to let you, each one of you, just speak a little bit more openly towards the end here about, like I said, I mean, it's no mystery. I love the art that each one of you do and the collective Blackwater Holy Light, but could you, just point out to the listeners ways to find you, your music, your art, or how you would like to share, with the many listeners are going to be listening to hear what Blackwater Holy Light has to say. So, yeah.
So the easiest way to find us is we have a website, and it's just blackwaterholylight.com. And on that website is links to videos, there's photos, links to our Instagram, links to our Facebook, Spotify, Apple Music. We're available on all streaming platforms. It's also connected to our merch store. If anyone wants merch stuff, you can buy our records from our label, Writing Easy Records. All that good stuff is just right there all together on our website, blackwaterholylight.com.
So you can find everything there. I wanted to thank all of you so much. It has been, like I said, I wanted to be able to get you on the podcast. And also, like I said, connecting to that last show before we have shows again, you know, the last show in Eugene. And really thank you for the art, your energy. It's always a great show when I get to see you. And I know listeners, check out Blackwater Holy Light. You're really going to enjoy their sound, and definitely would love to have you back on the show again, you know.
Thank you so much for having us and for asking challenging questions. It's fun to try and get through them, and
definitely got us all thinking.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, I'm gonna sit on that for a while.
Yeah,
that one's the tough one. You know what's cool? I never quite answer these. Eventually, I'm gonna be a guest on my own show.
Yeah, you did it for yourself, buddy.
There hasn't been a collective uprising to say enough of asking these bullshit questions. To everybody else, you answer them. But what my favorite response, and it isn't really a response, is the Buddhist response to why is there something rather than nothing. And they basically say, bullshit, don't even bother with the question. It's going to kind of like, there's no answer. Like, there's no answer that we'll know or be able to prove. So just like, if you want to dabble with the question, that's fine, but you'll have more fun not trying to answer it and looking another way.
That's awesome.
So, you know, if you get asked to it, you'd be like, you know, I think they call it an unanswerable or question or something that you don't talk about. Not to censor yourself, but it's kind of like a guide in life of being like, you know, sit down, meditate, see what your relationship is with yourself. Don't worry about like the creation of all the universe. So
it's nice to have the opportunity to try and make a response to something when you know that there aren't any rules. So thanks for that.
Yeah, that's a big part of it. And this was a lot of fun. I hope you enjoyed it.
Awesome. Cool. Yeah, thank you so much for having us on.
All right. Well, you have a great, have a lovely Sunday, okay?
Yeah, you as well.
All right. Bye now.
Bye.